Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. My name is Rudy. I'm a 28-year-old guy who has experienced something really freaky in the past. This happened when my brother and I were around 11 and 13 years old. We lived out in the country, and we were the only two kids within a few miles, so we always hung out together. He was an okay kid, a couple of years older than I was, but what was really great is that he didn't care that I followed him around. I thought he was cool because he always did cool things. I looked up to him, you know. Sometimes when we would go into town, we would hang out with the other boys his age. There weren't too many kids my age who were allowed to hang out without our parents around. Since my parents trusted Hank, we could do just about anything. We would go to the movies and even the carnival at the fair. Today wasn't one of those days. No one was going into town, so we were stuck hanging out at the creek. It was pretty sunny out and it was spring, so there were a lot of birds chattering, and we could see lots of deer running off when we hit the clearing. There aren't too many trees around except up in the forest, about a mile away, but that was too far to walk. The creek runs from the old lake into the forest, to another creek and then to a river. This time of year, it often floods due to the snow runoff, but since we had little snow, it was pretty low. We could get some really cool rocks if we wanted to. While we were searching for some new rocks, we heard a low rumbling noise. We don't get a lot of planes around here, so it was really weird to see one flying a little lower than normal. I didn't know much about what contrails were, so I thought the lines behind it were funny. My brother knew about them. I thought he knew everything, because he always had an answer. He told me about the atmospheric differences that created the trail. It looked really cool. We watched it go by and then started playing again. Then a few minutes later, the plane appears again, this time going in a north direction instead of east. It created the same trail, and then the plane disappeared. It crossed a few more times, first east, then west, then north, then south, until it had made a crisscross pattern in the sky, kind of like a huge tic-tac-toe board. We watched in awe as it just continued flying. We thought the huge lines were dissipating, but instead, they seemed to get bigger and wider until one of them started to fall to the ground. Then another fell. Within minutes, they were all around us. We sat there trying to figure out what to do. It was eerily quiet, too. The birds were no longer chirping, and we couldn't see any deer at all. We had no idea what to think. That stuff was this foamy white goo. It was light and fluffy and moved with what little wind there was. And there was this smell. It was metal, a metal chemical smell, like walking into my dad's shop. I reached out to touch it, but my brother yelled and slapped my hand. Don't! He grabbed a stick and told me to follow him as he brushed the foam from side to side. I followed and none of it touched me, but I could see that it was covering his shoes and some of his skin on his bare arms. We kept on walking until it cleared. When we got home, we both took showers to make sure none of that stuff was on us. From what I could tell, we were fine. Then after dinner, while we were all still sitting in the living room, he starts to scratch all over his feet and arms. Mom took a look and thought he might have gotten poison oak when we went out, even though we swore we didn't go into the woods. She didn't believe us about the plane and the phone. She tried to put anti-itch lotion on, but it just burned until he screamed and took another shower. The rash was gone a few days later, but he got real sick. He was vomiting and had the runs for days. Then he started to forget things. He would forget where he was for a few minutes at a time, and then go on like nothing had happened. Sometimes he would just zone out and stare at the wall for a few minutes, then go right back to what he was doing like nothing had happened at all. His skin stopped itching, but some of the rash was still there. When Mom took him to the doc said he had some kind of chemical burns. When she asked the cops about it, all they did was blame her and try to count her up for child abuse, which we fought and won. Still, it was hell. We both started having really bad dreams after that, very lucid dreams. There were horrible night terrors every night, and just freaky, creepy chases of dark animals. We both had these dreams and would talk about them the next day, sharing almost the same stories. A dark wolf would run out of the woods and chase us down, while running through the white foam that would sometimes swallow us up. Always the same thing. In my dream, the white cloud of chemicals would surround me and slowly enter into my eyes and nostrils, burning all the way down, feeling like it was eating my brain and lungs, until finally I couldn't hold my breath any longer, and once my mouth opened up, it would slowly creep into my mouth and down my windpipe and esophagus, then invade my lungs while seeping deep into my skin. I would start to cough and choke, and while trying to breathe in, sucking in even more of the fluffy white foam. Before dying, I would always wake up drenched in sweat that had a faint smell of metal. Mom would hear us both coughing in our sleep, then come running in. Eventually, she just changed rooms with us, just in case there was some kind of weird air coming in at night. But nothing ever happened to her. We still coughed and coughed, though. We stopped going out into the field after that. We watched the planes from our house, and they only went over the open fields, never the homes. They kept on flying over for months until one day they just disappeared. My brother is fine now, although sometimes he forgets a lot of things. He has never really kept a good job because of his memory problems, and he and his wife can't have kids. The doctors don't know why. They say they're both fine, but they have been trying for years. She has a couple of kids from the previous marriage, so we know it isn't her plumbing that isn't working. We think it is due to that stupid foam. I haven't even tried to get married. The dreams that keep me awake at night always freak out my girlfriends, and they eventually leave. I can't help but wonder if all of those stories I hear about chemtrails are true.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.